In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Something pretty terrible happened in the fledgling church addressed by St. Paul in 2 Thessalonians, thought by Boryka to be the first Thessalonian epistle. Perhaps it was famines and earthquakes, but more probably the awful persecution the Thessalonians endured. For as Paul points out in 1 Thessalonians, thought by Boryka to be 2 Thessalonians, they suffered from their countrymen the same way the churches in Judea suffered from the Jews. St. Paul adds, "And wrath has finally overtaken them, namely the Jews who killed the Lord Jesus." How wrath at that time already, well before AD 70, had overtaken the Jews is a mystery to me, except it be the hardening of their hearts by God. But from it all, whatever was happening, evidently some were quite convinced that the day of the Lord had already come. In 2 Thessalonians, Paul indicates that the time of the parousia is still in the future, thus resolving any and all eschatological confusion. So that in the scripture just read, we learn that by the time of Paul's second epistle, all is now well. Concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman. About 2 weeks ago, one of my members received a phone call from her son about 4:30 a.m. "Is it time for the baby?" she asked, knowing she was needed to watch the other children while Mom and Dad went to the hospital. "It's here," he said. "What do you mean it's here?" the frantic grandma, also a nurse, asked. "She's here," he repeated. "She was born on the bathroom floor." When St. Paul says that the day of the Lord will come like labor pains upon a pregnant woman, I don't think he had in mind a 20-hour labor like many first-time mothers, more like a woman having her fourth child. The pains come like a thief, and before you know it, so does the child. While I am convinced that what Jesus describes in Matthew 24 has already been fulfilled in the destruction of Jerusalem and in the end of the Jewish age, Jesus' warning against false prophets and the connection he makes between the mission of preaching the gospel and the persecution of those faithful pastors and the coming end, with all his words, must still be heeded. For pardon the expression, we live in a new age, the Gentile age, and the end will also come upon it. Throughout history, the end has come upon many peoples, the Sodom and Gomorrahites, this entire world at the flood, the Egyptian army, the people inhabiting Canaan at Israel's conquest of the Promised Land. Yet the most significant end that has ever come upon one nation is that which came upon God's ancient people, Israel. God was destroying his own rebellious people, whom he had delivered from bondage, over whom he had patiently kept watch, and through whom he had brought into the flesh their and the world's promised Messiah. God destroyed his people with such horrific events that none on earth would ever match them. And this end, of which Jesus speaks, was fully publicized beforehand by a threefold testimony in Matthew, Luke, and Mark, with a final warning given to all Christian onlookers during those final days in the revelation of Jesus Christ to John at the beginning of AD 70. In a way, the opposite of Jonah, sent to cry against the Ninevites. The apostles of our Lord traveled throughout the inhabited world announcing the salvation of the world through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. They proclaimed the gospel of forgiveness to all the nations with the approaching judgment against those who reject it. As Jesus himself prophesied, those apostles were delivered up to tribulation and killed. Thus, Christ's coming in judgment was preceded by the shedding of his apostles' blood, even as his coming in grace and redemption was introduced and accomplished by the shedding of his own holy, innocent blood. Jesus' disciples were hated by all nations for the sake of Jesus' name. And while we could list the various places in the world where the disciples supposedly died at the hand of evil men, just in the hatred of the Jews, this word of Jesus may well have been fulfilled. For we know the Jews came from every nation under heaven. It may not be safe to say the end has already come. For Jesus' final parousia is indeed in the future. Do not be troubled, therefore, that darkness falls upon parts of Christendom today, or even upon portions of our synod. Lawlessness abounds, and the love of many is growing cold. Many false prophets have arisen and are deceiving many. But we are not of the darkness. You are all sons of light and sons of day. He who endures to the end shall be saved. With Wally Schultz, the church needs you, faithful teachers and future faithful pastors. You are or will be the front line in the war against falsehood and deceit. You have come into Christ's presence to be sobered up, that eating and drinking you may put on for battle the breastplate and helmet Christ gives, faith, love, and hope. God has not destined you for wrath, but for salvation through Christ Jesus, who died for you, as you shall once more taste his sustaining love. In the name of Jesus. Amen.